From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suspended President Dilma Rousseff is appearing before Brazil's Senate Monday. She is defending herself from charges of breaking budget laws in an impeachment trial that is expected to remove her from office this week. Senators are to question Rousseff in a session that is expected to last all day. They are then due to vote late Tuesday or early Wednesday on whether to convict Rousseff or remove her from office. If she is dismissed, the interim president would officially take over as Brazil's leader to serve out the remainder of the presidential term. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, meanwhile, said Monday that there is evidence to link the extremists behind a recent series of deadly attacks in Bangladesh to the Islamic State group. In comments after talks with Bangladeshi officials, Mr. Kerry said that the participants talked very openly and they made it very clear that there is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about 8 different entities around the world. One of them is in South Asia, and they are connected to some degree with some of the operatives in Bangladesh. Secretary Kerry continued his remarks.
The fact is, we have to stand together. And the United States is standing with Bangladesh in this fight.
Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's administration has consistently denied that the IS has gained a foothold in Bangladesh. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens of others. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for this attack Monday. This is VOA News. Turkey warned Monday that it would carry out more strikes on its Syrian Kurdish militia if it failed to retreat beyond the Euphrates River. It comes as Washington condemned the weekend clashes as unacceptable. Turkish forces pressed on with a two-pronged operation inside Syria against the Islamic State jihadist and the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, known as YPG, shelling over a dozen targets. Ankara said that it killed 25 Kurdish terrorists in strikes on YPG positions on Sunday, a day after a Turkish soldier was killed in a rocket attack allegedly by the militia. Belgian police have arrested 5 suspects after a blast on Monday at the country's National Crime Lab just north of Brussels that caused major damage but no casualties, according to prosecutors. They said that there is no immediate reason to believe that there is any terror link, but it could easily be the case of criminals to destroy evidence. Belgium is still on high alert after deadly Islamic State-claimed attacks in March. However, the prosecutor's office continued in a press briefing saying the possibility of a terrorist act is not confirmed. The FARC rebel commander in Colombia ordered a final ceasefire beginning Monday as part of a permanent peace deal with the government, ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. Rodrigo Londoño is leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. He called for a ceasefire while in Havana, where both sides negotiated the peace deal. President Emeritus and senior fellow of the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, Peter Hakim, called the announcement significant.
One can dispute and disagree about the precise terms of the agreement, but the fact that both sides are ready to sign an agreement means that both sides believe whatever they want to accomplish can be best accomplished through peace, not war.
Earlier, the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, announced the military will end operations against the rebels Monday. The deal is expected to be put to a referendum next month. Uzbek President Islam Karimov, who has dominated the Central Asian nation for over 25 years, is in intensive care after suffering a brain hemorrhage, according to his younger daughter Monday. She said that he suffered the cerebral hemorrhage on Saturday morning and is receiving treatment at an intensive care unit. Japan braced Monday for a powerful typhoon. It's the third in little more than a week, and authorities there are warning of heavy rain, high winds, and flooding after previous storms killed 2 people. Typhoon Lion Rock was likely to come ashore northeast of Tokyo Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.